With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting fears of a regional spillover of the Israel-Hamas war have heightened after an Iranian official has vowed revenge on Israel for killing one of its top generals. Correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Iran announced Monday that an Israeli strike on the outskirts of the Syrian capital of Damascus killed one of its top generals, Razi Mousavi. In a news conference the following day, Iranian Defense Ministry spokesperson General Reza Taleinik promised Iran would retaliate. The Islamic Republic of Iran has the capability of a strong and smart response to these sort of crimes. The killing of the Iranian general came after three U.S. service members were injured in a drone attack in northern Iraq, launched by Iranian-backed militia groups. I'm Karen Chamas.
A high-level U.S. delegation will travel to Mexico City Wednesday to address the surge of migrants seeking entry into the United States. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Secretary of State Blinken is leading the delegation in an effort to try and hammer out new agreements to control the migration surge at the U.S.-Mexico border. Blinken and other senior Biden administration officials will hold talks with Mexico's president. However, Mexico's ability to assist the U.S. may be limited. The Mexican government halted a program to repatriate and transfer migrants inside Mexico due to a lack of funds. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Israeli military says it has expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to the densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory. Residents reported shelling and airstrikes shaking the Nusrat, Maghazi, and Burej camps. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 159 points, the NASDAQ rose 81, the S&P advanced 20. This is SRN News. Black churches across the nation have something special planned for New Year's Eve.
It's called the Watch Night Service, a tradition that goes back to December 31st, 1862, when slaves stayed up until midnight in anticipation of New Year's Day, 1863, when the Emancipation Proclamation would go into effect. Many African-American congregations will mark Watch Night with a celebration that will include food, musical performances, and a word of encouragement from the pastor for 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Opponents of Connecticut's policy letting boys compete against girls in high school sports will get a second chance to challenge it in court. A federal appeals court in Manhattan has revived the case. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents the four female athletes who brought the lawsuit, says it looks forward to seeking a ruling on the case's merits. At least 20 states have approved a version of a blanket ban. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks sold higher on Wall Street at the start of a holiday-shortened week. Tech and industrial companies climbed, and energy companies rose along with oil prices. Biotech company RayzeBio doubled after agreeing to be acquired by pharmaceutical giant Bristol-Myers Squibb. Wall Street closed its eighth straight winning week with a quiet finish last Friday following reports showing inflation is on the decline even as the economy appears stronger than expected. The Dow up 159 points today, closing at 37,545. The Nasdaq gained 81 points to 15,074. The S&P 500 added 20 points to 4,774. New York oil rose $2.01 to $75.57 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.